Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Falcons right now are staring at a part of their schedule that is incredibly important, obviously. But everybody understands that after the bye week is when the season is made or broken.
Right.
That's when you have all your division games. You got 8 weeks to close out the season. Six of them are against the teams in your division. Before you get there, though, I think the Falcons have a great opportunity to put themselves in position to go into those games in a great spot.
I agree with everything you said. Here's my only thing. I wish the games were reversed.
I agree.
I wish those division games were earlier.
Me too.
Without their starting quarterbacks. Because here's the thing. Even though you're going to be off to a good start, you still got to win the division. And that's when you worry, because if Drew Brees is back, he'll be back for both games. If the timetable is right, he'll be back for both games. Not sure what's going on with Cam. I don't trust Jameis, so I'm not really worried about those two. But the thing with the Saints is that they still have the talent around. You know, they still have Michael Thomas, still have Alvin Kamara. Going to be interested to see how they use him from now on, as far as, you know, him running the ball, actually you handing him the football and him running a little bit more between the tackles. But, you know, this team, you know, Sean Payton's a hell of a football coach. I know we don't like him here in Atlanta, and rightfully so. He's been a jerk. But the man could coach football. He just signed a new 5-year extension and everything this past weekend. He knows what to do with Teddy. It's just about, can Teddy execute what he wants to do? He's not going to have Drew Brees' full playbook. Nah, not going to happen. But he's going to have some stuff. I mean, then you got Cookie there at the tight end position. So you got players around him. Just don't try and overload him. I don't think Sean Payton will.
Yeah, and look, I think that there's always multiple ways to look at a story. I think that the first way we're looking at it here, with the Saints being without their franchise quarterback for the next little bit of time, six games at the least, it seems, could be a little longer than that. Who knows? We still don't have confirmation as to whether or not Drew Brees has even gotten surgery yet, because Sean Payton was talking yesterday about the fact that they're going to try to get a second opinion.
Yeah, maybe it's a month.
All that sounds like to me, and that's true. Maybe they do a different surgery or something and it's less time. Maybe they don't have to do surgery and he can just rehab it and it's less time. I have no idea. But what we do know is he's going to be out for a little while. There's the flip side of that, though, Randy, where maybe Teddy Bridgewater comes in and keeps the Saints' heads above water. And then when Drew Brees does come back, which is pretty reasonable to think that his first game back could be that Sunday, November 10th game in New Orleans against the Falcons, then they have sort of a breath of new life. You know what I mean? Like a team that, all right, Drew Brees is going to be out for a while. We maintained. They're 1-1 right now. Say they get to that week 5-3 or 4-4. You're probably pretty happy about that, not having your quarterback.
Because of this reason right here, you ain't got to worry about getting him ready. Drew going to be all right. Drew going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? Drew always is taking care of himself physically, as far as his training, his eating and all that. So when he gets back, he's going to be ready to roll once he gets back from whatever they decide to do with him. To me, he's also going to have surgery. But what you said, what kind of surgery is it? Is it something that can let him come back a couple weeks more early? I'm still interested. If it is a 6-week, do they put him on IR? I don't think. No, you don't put him on IR, because he's going to have to miss eight. He's going to have to miss eight.
Yeah, isn't that what it is? Yeah. Minimum of eight when you put someone on that list. So, look, if they do, cool. Then the Falcons miss Drew Brees when they play each other on November 10th. But I'm with you, though. Like, it would be nice if that end-of-the-season division slate was reversed and you got a chance to see these guys, you know, now when they're going to be without their quarterback again. You got to play the teams that are on your schedule when they're on your schedule. And if it comes around that those guys are on the field when you play them, well, then you just go out there and beat them with the quarterbacks on the field.
Exactly.
My point is this, and we've talked about this quite a while this season with the Braves, about how we knew what the stretch of games that the Braves are in right now was going to be a huge stretch for them, because it was going to be against the Phillies and it was going to be against the Nationals. And you knew that those are the two teams that were going to be contending with you for the division, right? Now, the Braves got to this 14-game stretch. in much better shape than we anticipated that they would, right? When we started talking about that back in May and June, I don't think anybody predicted that the Braves would have a 7-game lead in the division going into this stretch of play. So these 14 games, because the Braves have done well in them, have basically taken all of the pressure off the season. We're good. It's the magic number is 3 now. You play the Nationals tonight. Who would have thought back in June or May that you'd play the Nationals on September 17th and there'd be no pressure on that game?
None.
It's crazy.
None.
Like, because you would assume that there would be pressure on this game tonight.
We pointed to this block of games. We did. We pointed to it and we laid it out. This is going to be the make or break part of the Braves season, and it wasn't. That pack of games from November 10th to, say, December 8th, that could be the Falcons season there.
It's 5 straight games against the Saints, the Panthers, the Bucks, the Saints, and the Panthers. That's 5 straight weeks. And it's coming out of the bye, so that's good. You get to have that bye week before you go to New Orleans and take on the Saints. And, again, that would be the assumed date that Drew Brees would probably be back, whether that's the first game back or he's back by then. But, no, you're right, Randy. I mean, to me, it's an interesting parallel. Now, I would love it if it mirrored what the Braves did.
Yeah, of course.
And they get to the bye week, the Falcons do, with a nice little cushion in the division. And because Drew Brees was gone and Cam Newton's unable to play and the Buccaneers are just the Buccaneers, that those teams had lost a bunch of games, and you get to go into that 5-game stretch against all the teams in your division with a little bit of a cushion, and then you take care of business there too and just sort of push your lead out and you win the NFC South. It's just intriguing to me that's the way that they've both sort of lined up. The Braves handled their business the right way.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons have been presented with an opportunity to handle their business in a similar way.
Yeah, the schedule is, I'll just went over it again. Okay, so you got 3 AFC South teams coming up. Then you got 3 NFC West teams coming up.
Right.
And then you got the South, and then you go back out the way. So, I mean, this team, they just got to get off. You got to get this rhythm going because, again, they didn't have a preseason. So coaches are using this as a preseason type thing to try and figure out who your team is. Your identity and all that. And it was funny when we first talked about this, probably last month, you said, but these games count though. I mean, that's the part about it that you hate to see is that, yeah, you're getting yourself in game shape and yeah, you're trying to figure out your identity and all that stuff and your rhythm. But these games count right now. I mean, this is going towards your record. You promised 16 of these things now.
Right.
That's it.
Well, that's what's so frustrating about the Vikings game is, especially given the improvement that was made between the Vikings game and the Eagles game. It almost felt like you're watching a different football team on Sunday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles than you watched week one against. Right.
It was.
It was. But what's infuriating about that is both of those games count the exact same, don't they? I mean, they basically mean the same thing. I know one of them was at home and one of them was on the road. But they're against NFC opponents, both of which have a chance to be in the playoffs. They're regular season football games, and they count the same against your record. That's what sucks about it, is you had to use that Vikings game as a get punched in the mouth, wake up, get ready for the season, and try to figure out who you are type of experience. And again, I don't know how you do it differently. If this is the way that the NFL is going to work, if you're not going to play people in the preseason, and still, like, look, you're still only going to learn so much in the preseason as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always going to be different when the regular season comes around.
Yeah, it is.
You can learn. You used to learn more in the preseason
because
guys would actually play. But I don't know how you go about it differently now if this is the way that it's going to work. You just have to hope that you get through the first quarter of the season with a winning record. And the Falcons have a chance to do that, go to Indianapolis this weekend and play a team that doesn't have the quarterback they thought they were going to have. Yeah. Maybe you could take advantage of that. I said this before the season. As soon as we found out that Andrew Luck wasn't going to play in that game, I said, you got to win that game.
Yep, you did.
You can't lose to Jacoby Brissett given what the rest of your schedule looks like. That's a game you have to win.
You got to win this game because it's the next one in front of you too. And you want to look better than you did against the Colts or whatever. But Indianapolis, they're a hard-nosed, gritty team, man. They are. And you got your work cut out with it. And again, like you said, we'll break this more down as the week progresses. But, yeah, you've got to find a way. You got to win these games because not necessarily because of what the Saints and the Panthers and the
Absolutely.
Bucks. You got to win these for the Philadelphia Falcons.
But if you do what you're supposed to do, the rest of the division might crumble around you.
Let's hope so.
I would sign me up for that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.